This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Pope Francis said the story of God's love for us can be found on the cross, where Jesus emptied himself of his divinity and dirtied himself with sin in order to save humanity. He said that the biblical story of salvation features the serpent, an animal he describes as both a powerful symbol of damnation and mysteriously of redemption as well. The Pope was speaking at his morning mass on Tuesday, celebrated at the Santa Marta residence. Using the day's readings from the Book of Numbers and John's Gospel, Pope Francis's homily reflected on the link between the meaning of Jesus's annihilation of himself on the cross and the story of how the people of Israel implored Moses to pray to God to take away the serpents that had been sent among them as a divine punishment. He reminded his listeners that God told Moses to make a bronze serpent and mount it on a pole, and whoever looks at it, after being bitten, will live. The serpent, he said, is lifted up. The Pope noted that this verb, lift up, is at the heart of the argument between Christ and the Pharisees described in John's Gospel. At a certain point, Jesus tells them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realise that I am." Turning back to the figure of the serpent, Pope Francis said the animal is a mystery because it's a symbol of sin that both kills and saves.
Serpente che uccide, un serpente che salva.
And it's the mystery of Christ, who emptied himself, humiliated himself, destroyed himself, and became sin in order to save us. Pope Francis said using this symbol, Jesus became a serpent. And this is the prophetic message of today's reading.
Questo è il messaggio profetico di queste letture di oggi.
The Son of God, who like a serpent, became sin, is lifted up to save us. I'm Susie Hodges.